Joanne Grimes had gone to the theater and turned her cell phone off, so when her tenants in Alexandria called to say the lock on their condo door was broken, she didn't pick up. They went to the building's front desk, where a clerk found them a locksmith online.
One came, tried the key. He took a picture of the lock with his cell phone and said he was going to have to consult a specialist. So the specialist came, and they found him very rude.
The renters had been told that a service call would cost $185.
At the end, they presented him with a bill for $586.
The tenants paid, but the landlady, who had to reimburse them, was furious. She called a Virginia number on the company's receipt. A man answered and said he knew nothing about locksmith pay less. Grimes then tried the Maryland number and spoke with a woman called Maya.
I said, well, you know, I can go to Home Depot and buy a lock and a door for $600.
Maya made excuses, then said she'd adjust the bill, but she never did. So Grimes called the Better Business Bureau and Alexandria Police, who told her this was not a criminal matter. She then phoned the state's Department of Criminal Justice Services, a 100-person agency with just 3 people designated to investigate violations by a range of licensed security professionals.
We have some responsibility for certification of law enforcement personnel, training schools that conduct law enforcement training, as well as private security. We have grant responsibility in corrections field and juvenile justice.
Leon Baker directs the Division of Regulatory Affairs. He says the department's trying to hire a few more people, but they need special permission to get around a state hiring freeze. Last year, his department investigated 44 cases of locksmith fraud. Where people were found to be doing business without a license, they were ordered to stop. License fees paid by legitimate locksmiths cover the costs of enforcement, and Mark Baldino says he's not getting his money's worth. For years, the business he and his father built has suffered because a few phony locksmith rings have flooded the yellow pages and the internet with hundreds of company names and numbers that ring to a few phone banks.
Up in Northern Virginia, Supermedia has close to, I'd say, 2,000 listings in the yellow pages alone for these guys. And then you multiply that by the internet if you're searching for a locksmith or some kind of service. And it's impossible for me to get a call.
Many have names that sound local, but the dispatcher may be in another state, contacting a network of con men around the country. The listings may show local addresses that don't actually exist or belong to other businesses like Baldino's Lock and Key. Mark Baldino figures the state should be getting rich.
In the code of Virginia, if you advertise a false address, it's a $2,500 fine.
But Virginia's attorney general does not appear to be enforcing that law. Jeff Musser, founder of 1-800-UNLOCKS in Richmond, says consumers are also to blame. They rarely research the locksmith they call or dispute the bill.
They've got a kid to pick up from school. Their husband's at work. They've got to get that key made. When they give a credit card, sky's the limit with the credit card.
And his partner, Barry Wilson, says some victims are afraid to complain. He recently got a call from a woman scammed by a guy who charged her a fortune and left her in the lurch.
She was pretty petrified. I tried to get her to talk to the investigator with the Department of Criminal Justice, and she just wouldn't. So I don't know if she was threatened.
Did she say whether they got any money from her?
Oh, yeah. He made her get it out of the debit machine that night.
In Virginia Beach, officials were so concerned that they produced a public service announcement.
Hello, I'm Macy Pridgen, Public Information Officer for the Virginia Beach Commonwealth Attorney's Office, warning citizens to be aware of untrustworthy locksmith companies who are ripping off consumers across the country.
There had been only 2 official complaints, but Consumer Affairs investigator Julie Pickell figured there were a lot more victims out there.
A lot of people don't realize that they can call and report this, and maybe don't realize that they've been taken advantage of by somebody who's not licensed. They may never even have thought of asking for the person's license in the first place.
That's something she recommends all consumers do, but a license is not proof of honesty. The Department of Criminal Justice Services says one company it licensed has been indicted in other states. We called a half dozen numbers listed for locksmiths in Charlottesville, and it was difficult to say who was legit. 2 listed addresses in my neighborhood.
Drive point 3 miles, then turn left.
I drove by one, and there in the driveway were 2 vans marked with the name of a locksmith. The second address led to a vacant house in a new subdivision. That's why Julie Pickell offers another strategy for consumers. Find a trustworthy local locksmith before you need one. visit his shop, and share the name with everyone in your family.
You know, even if you have access to the web, you have a smartphone or some way of searching, you still don't know who you're contacting. And these companies are very good at sounding legitimate, sounding local, sounding like they're trustworthy.
And remember, if the price sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Legitimate locksmiths usually charge at least $100 for a service call during business hours. But one of the companies we contacted offered to come out for just $15 at night. Because these scammers often list a fake address, locksmith Mark Baldino thinks the Yellow Pages and search engines have some obligation to delete them when complaints come in.
We've tried 1,800 times to report a problem on Google Maps that, A, this address doesn't really exist, yet you list an address here as being a bona fide lock company. At first, we would get a confirmation code back saying that they had received our email and thanks for the report. And after a while, they just gave up on that and we got nothing.
So Baldino is suing Google and several online listing services that publish false information, even when they're informed that it's bogus. And retired high school teacher Joanne Grimes is pursuing her complaint through the state's Department of Criminal Justice Services.
I'm the kind of person who will give you the shirt off my back, but don't try to rip me off.
She's also contacted the FBI, the Federal Trade Commission, her state delegate, and Associated Locksmiths of America, a trade group that's hired a lobbyist to try to get stronger state laws and better enforcement to put phony locksmiths out of business. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.